Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about instant gratification is costing you your future. Instant gratification is costing your future. So before I get into it, how are you all getting on this week? Last week I was outside. I managed to do a podcast in the sun, and this week it's lashing rain outside. So that's the Irish weather for you. Hope that you're all doing good. Let's get stuck into instant gratification, and let's have a chat first about what instant gratification is. And I'm working off my notes. So I wrote the blog before I did this particular podcast. I did the same last week. And for those of you who don't know, I have a blog. Make sure you check out the blog. The last podcast, I didn't even know what the domain was for the podcast. Or sorry, for the blog. Yeah. So guess what? Today, I actually do, because I made sure I looked it up. So it's www.thesuccesssensei.blogspot.com. So thesuccesssensei.blogspot.com. So have a look, check out the blog as well. The notes of the blog are always different to the things I talk about on the podcast. So hopefully you won't get too bored. But if you listen to the podcast and you like it and you want more information, then the show notes are sometimes is to do with the blog, or vice versa. And I don't always write the blog before I do the podcast. I like to change it up because I don't want to get bored with the process myself. So I like to change it up. Sometimes I just completely like to do a hot take on the podcast, and then I will write the blog afterwards. Or sometimes I will write the blog first, which I've done today. So I have my notes and I'll refer to them a little bit, which I'd have to. Anything that has large lists, I'm not going to memorize them, and I want to be able to deliver them to you properly. So instant gratification first. What the hell is instant gratification? So I looked up, I know what it is and I know what it was in my mind, but I definitely like to do a little bit of research. Not too much, because I like to stick with subjects that have something to do with my actual life, or I have direct experience of. I don't want to talk about things I don't know much about. And I can hear people out there saying that I'm already talking through my hat and I don't know what I'm talking about. But I stick with subjects that I have experience in, or I feel I have some kind of comparable story with. So I don't like to do that much research and then come at you with some kind of a blog or a podcast as if I know what I'm talking about and I've absolutely no experience in the subject whatsoever. So I don't do a lot of research when I'm doing the blogs and podcasts. I like to keep it fairly fresh and kind of just related to my own stories and my own experience. So instant gratification, I did look it up to make sure I had a proper definition of it. So instant gratification is the temptation to experience a quick pleasure or fulfillment without delay and without working for it. It's choosing to neglect a future benefit in favor of a less rewarding but more immediate benefit. So basically, you want it and you want it now. And I know that you're listening to this and going, well, that sounds great. So, Rob, what's the problem? But basically, it's a hedonistic lifestyle which you're neglecting your future self. So it's costing you your future. Companies spend massive amounts of money trying to figure out how to appeal to your instant gratification, because it's worth a lot of money. If they can distract you, and I'm talking about large companies, I'm not just talking about products. Obviously, they want to distract you and make you purchase them. But instant gratification, social media, which we'll get to a second, they spend a lot of money trying to figure out what's the easiest way to get your viewership and more of your time and you more involved. So they're basically, your instant gratification is a currency to them. So don't spend your future today. You could end up feeling washed up and without anything of substance in your life. Regret can be torturous. So regret is awful when you think back to, you know, the decisions that you made. But a lot of regret is to do with the decisions that you didn't make and the action that you didn't take, and why didn't you take it? Probably because you procrastinated. So instant gratification is kind of the ultimate form of procrastination. It's everything that you do before are taking away from the things that you should be doing. So just before I get into it, I wrote kind of a little bit of a disclaimer. It was very important I go through this. Before I get into it and before you shoot down what I'm saying, can I reiterate that a running theme for the Success Sensei is balance. So we are always attempting to balance out everything in life and achieve Goldilocks status. So what I mean by that is getting things just right, getting your balance just right. Obviously, it's super to be able to live in the moment without it affecting your future, and to be able to plan and strive for your future goals without missing out on the present. So this is a hard balance. It is also important for all you goal-achieving organisms out there to make sure that you don't forget to stop to smell the roses. This blog should never be viewed as judgment or a lecture, as it's simply a conversation. So I would absolutely hate if you thought, you know, I'm lecturing you, or I don't struggle with any of these issues myself, or I haven't in the past, or it's not something that I'm working on. I would hate that if you thought I was judging, or you thought that it was a lecture just for the sake of a lecture. It's absolutely not. That's why I'm sticking with subjects that are close to my heart, things that I'm interested in. That's what I talk about. So it's a conversation with myself that I hope can benefit others, or at the very least stimulate your thoughts. So that's what I'm hoping for when I'm doing these. I've got a whole list here. So one of the reasons why I'm reading off my notes is a whole list here of instant gratification. So it can include the following. There's no way I could have memorized this stuff. So I'll read it off the notes. And I'll leave it up to your imagination as to which instant gratification I suffer from. I don't suffer from all of them. I'm probably on the quieter end of the scale, but there's some good ones here. Right. So instant gratification can include food. So choosing food by taste instead of goodness. That's instant gratification. Alcohol. It's hard to be productive when you're drunk or hungover. Smoking. So I wrote here, sure, there's no point to this one at all. I don't really get the smoking thing. Maybe it relaxes you. I don't really get the instant gratification. So it's easy for me to say because I've never smoked. So I'm totally biased. I'm a biased anti-smoker. I don't get it. Gambling. That's definitely instant gratification. Gambling. Unless you are a professional, you know which way it's going to go. That is, you're going to lose. So gaming, that's a new one that's just been placed on the list of addictions there recently enough. Gaming. So playing games instead of doing work. Social media. I give out about social media a lot, even though I use it a lot. I give out about it a lot. So social media, like, you go, basically, I'll just check my timeline for a second and an hour goes by. So that's not good. Sex. Instant gratification that can lead to larger issues. I'll leave that one to your imagination. Television. Watching programs of little substance. Internet. A simple search can lead on to much wasted time. So that's very similar to social media. You just go down the rabbit hole of wasting time, basically, instead of doing productive stuff. Instead of doing your own writing and your own thinking and your own planning. Drugs is a big issue. Recreational, prescription, and non-prescription. All of these only offer a temporary state. So it's going to wear off, in other words. Sleep. Using the snooze button instead of up and at 'em. Basically, sleeping far too much. That's definitely instant gratification. Just stay in bed rather than getting up. Shopping. So endorphins are released by shopping. And yes, this includes big ticket items too, like cars and holidays. And fellas, it also includes justifying power tools. So it's not just shopping, it's not just for women, or it's not just a female issue. It's very much a male issue as well. Across every area of shopping, whether it's food shopping, whether it's clothes shopping, or as I said, power tools, cars, holidays, whatever. Okay, that's my list. So this sounds like I'm absolutely being a buzzkill, and I'm not at all. I'm saying in moderation, or I'm saying, Asher, here, look, here's the next bit. Right. So this list, basically, when I was doing this list, I had a quick read of it, and I said to myself, do you know what? Every one of these, even though it's an instant gratification list, it's also an addiction list. So I seem to be talking about two totally different subjects which are actually combined. Instant gratification can lead to addiction, basically, with all of these areas if they get out of control. So it's the procrastinator's dream. The biggest problem is that each of these will give you the temporary illusion of happiness, which obviously quickly subsides and leave you feeling empty. This in turn will have you chasing the next instant gratification hit, and the vicious circle is complete. So, by the way, you would not be human if you didn't have any of these emotions or suffer from any of this kind of instant gratification. You wouldn't be normal. So we all have it in our lives. As I said, I'll leave it up to your imagination as to which one or ones you think that I have in my life. It's probably if you've listened to my podcast for long, it's probably easy enough to figure out which ones. But it's as I said, it's a list that can lead to larger issues. So instant gratification, if it's out of control in your life, can lead to addiction or can lead to bigger things. So how do you take back control? How do you take back control of your instant gratification or stop yourself? Well, basically, the first tip I have down is start with the end in mind. So you need to know where you want to end up. You need to think about what your future self is going to be like. And not sure, it's very hard, especially depending, I don't know what age my listeners and viewers are. I have no idea. I can only kind of guess. But if you're young, it's very hard to imagine that you're going to get old, and you are. If you're at your peak fitness and peak age of life, it's very hard to think about the future, and it's more important to you to probably live in the moment, which is cool in balance, as we've discussed. But the problem with that is if you're living too much paycheck to paycheck, so salary week to week, month to month, and you're not putting systems in place for the future, it could just mean that you could have more of a struggle in later life, and your health and your body starts to break down as you get older. And when you've less years ahead than you have behind, you could be sorry that you didn't make certain choices in your life. So it sounds like it's a really negative thing, but it's not really. Imagine and view in your mind how you would like your life to turn out in 20 years' time. That's if you have 20 years' time. If you only have 10 years' time, what way? And if you have longer, 40 years or plus, imagine what way you want your life to be. And you don't want it to be a struggle. And if that means having a struggles now to opt for a brighter future, then it's definitely worth those struggles while you're young, fit and able-bodied. Are younger, fitter and more able-bodied than you will be in the future. Okay, number two, know what you want. So this is easy, you just do your goals. So you need to identify, know what you want, yeah, your goals. I've already done, I think, a couple of podcasts on goals. So, I mean, make sure if you're a new listener, you go back to those. But think about your wants, write them down, and for maximum mindset, visualize them. You should actually run them through in your mind to make them ironclad, so it's easier to know that you're on the right track. So yeah, the next one, identify your weak areas. So basically, know your vices. What are your vices? Reread that list, re-listen if you're reading the blog or if you're listening to it. Go back through that list if you haven't already figured out in your mind what your actual vices are. Identify those areas that are causing you your future the most hardship, and aim to tackle the main one first. You can, if there's more than one, you can tackle the next ones after that, but snowball it. Hit the hardest ones first. Don't procrastinate and do the easier one first, or get distracted and do something else and not even start it. So start in the hardest one, whichever is the most difficult area for you. Make sure that's what you concentrate on first. Stop justifying your actions. So this is one that I hear all the time. So easy to justify things to ourselves. I hear this all the time. You can't bring it with you. So basically, that gives you the perfect excuse not to have anything to pass on to the next generation, or not to amass anything, or not to secure your future, because you're basically saying you can't bring it with you. And yeah, you can't bring it with you, but you can pass it on to the next generation. You can make your future life that little bit more comfortable than it is if you're living day to day at the moment. Another one, yeah, live in the moment. But sure, that's not a great philosophy for your future self. So living in the moment can be good in balance. But if you're just living in the moment, what about your future? So something that you have to think about. Right, that was number four. Number five, reward yourself. So this is the opposite. So what happens is you do your procrastination, you do your instant gratification first instead of the big goals that you should be doing. So what I'm suggesting is that you do the opposite. You do a big goal first and then you give yourself the reward. So then you do your bit of instant gratification as a reward for doing the larger project that you normally wouldn't have done first. So all you're doing is reversing the order. But the difference with the instant gratification first, you may not ever even get to the larger goal or the important goal in your life. And it might not be important right now, but it's important for your future. So it's important that you do the important thing, importantly, right now, of utmost importance. And then you have your reward, as opposed to doing the opposite way, the instant gratification, and then lying to yourself and telling yourself that you're going to get to the important stuff, or you're going to do the hard work. Hit the hard work first, and then give yourself a break and do the instant gratification. So reverse the pyramid, turn it upside down on its head. Number six is distract from distractions. So distract yourself away from the distractions. So how do you do that? Well, when you're in the moment, it is possible to consciously catch yourself choosing the easier path. Kind of like when, I don't know, have you ever experienced being in a dream and realizing in your dream that you're in the dream, but you don't actually wake up. So you don't wake up for the dream. You realize you're dreaming. And then you kind of manipulate your dream. So you tell yourself, well, sure, I'm dreaming. I may as well fly. Have I lost some of you? I'm dreaming. Sure, I may as well teleport to a different location because I'm in a dream and I'm the master of my own dream. Has that ever happened to you, or is that just me? So dreaming, it is possible to wake up. That's a whole other podcast. I've just opened a can of worms there. But it is possible to activate a little bit of conscious thought within your subconscious dreams. So what we're saying here is if you can consciously catch yourself when you're subconsciously going into your instant gratification, if you can kind of wake yourself out of that state or shake yourself up and realize that you're choosing the easier path. So simply stop and switch. There's advice for you. Simply stop and switch. So it sounds really simplistic, and it's meant to be simplistic, because if it was any harder, you wouldn't do it. And it is all about mindset. So you've just consciously caught yourself choosing the easier path. You say to yourself, I'm not choosing the easier path and I'm going to switch over. And to give you more clarity and to help yourself with your motivation, reread your goals. So reread your goals and then launch into what you're supposed to be doing. It should give you the motivation. And speaking of motivation, that's number seven. Keep motivated. So how do you keep motivated? Well, you basically watch, you listen, and you read about others in your chosen subject whose motivation you find to be infectious. So anything like that, that's why one of the reasons why I can't watch fighting documentaries or really any motivational biographical documentaries before I go to bed, because I just won't sleep, because it motivates me and has my brain thinking. So motivation is a very, very strong currency, so something that you can use when you're feeling a little bit weakened, or you're thinking that you're too tired, or you're giving yourself the excuses to procrastinate and to basically start going towards the instant gratification that you know and you've already identified is your weak area. Because we talked about topics that weren't just about instant gratification, we talked a bit about addiction and stuff like that. If you are affected by any of the topics mentioned, or if you do feel you may need help, please do seek professional advice. All work and no play isn't what I'm promoting either. So I'm not promoting workaholism. Sure, that's a negative thing as well, and that's completely the opposite side of what we're talking about. So our lifestyles can change often, so make sure that you regularly review and make the minor adjustments necessary each way to stay on track. So as always, I would love to hear your input, your advice, and your opinions for topics for upcoming Friday Blitzes, as well as the Success Sensei podcast and blog. Likes, reviews, testimonials, everything is appreciated. And if you want to get in touch, contact me through whatever the various channels involved. It's me that will be answering it. It's not my media team. So send me a message anytime, and I would love to hear your feedback. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.